60 Ways to Develop. This podcast presents a range of options to support your personal and professional development. As you and your manager develop your personal development plan, you will need to consider which activities suit your needs, the needs of your department, and the needs of your organisation. Being aware of your learning style can help you understand which types of opportunity work best for you. Are you an active learner who responds well to trying new things? A visual learner who prefers to see how new ideas or information fit together? Or a theorist who likes to understand the research behind a solution? You can explore your own learning style by using the resources identified in the development section of the Talent Management Toolkit. Development opportunities are often made available through your organisation and, more widely, either through your regional NHS Libraries unit or through the Chartered Institute of Library and Information Professionals, for example. Again, further information can be found in the Talent Management Toolkit. So learning need not only be about formal, off-the-job courses and workshops. There are many more effective ways to learn new skills and knowledge. These include on-the-job learning, which is often the most effective. You could sit by Pat, for example, and learn from somebody already undertaking the role you're aspiring to. Or work with a mentor who will provide you with a source of feedback and general guidance, acting as a trusted advisor. You could access coaching from another member of staff who will help you find your own solutions through asking skillful questions. Or you could shadow another member of staff or department for a set period of time in order to learn from them. You could enhance your development through work experience, either through organising a secondment in a different department, service or organisation, or you could accept an opportunity to act up or deputise for a more senior member of staff for a set period of time. Group or team activities can be a great way to gain skills and knowledge from other people. Group work is the core component of many training courses and team development activities, though there are many other activities too, such as joining a task force. These are groups of people, often from different departments, brought together on a full or part-time basis for a fixed period of time to carry out a defined project. There are also action learning sets, where small groups come together to facilitate mutual learning, and they can be another effective way to develop skills and knowledge. Quality circles, too, provide the opportunity to meet colleagues in a range of roles to discuss how to improve the quality of services. Self-development activities can improve job satisfaction and long-term career prospects. Examples include adult education classes, co-coaching, buddy systems and distance learning. Attaining chartership or revalidation are good examples of self-development activities, which are reflective and experiential too. Face-to-face course-based training is popular and is indeed a very effective method of learning, particularly when there is a clear link between what's learned off the job and how it can be applied. Short courses, usually of 1 to 2 days, cover specific topics, perhaps around specialist skills such as literature searching or social media. Modular courses usually take place on several occasions over time so that learning can be put into action in the workplace and then reviewed. These may include leadership training, for example. Residential courses can be an effective and intensive way to learn, and networking provides opportunities to learn together informally or in wider groups. So, in summary, learning can be undertaken in a large number of different ways. Taking the time to identify opportunities which complement your learning style and fit with your ways of working, organisational and professional approaches, and personal circumstances will enable you to fully realise your potential.